Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
day.
God, it feels
all day.
Feels later than that, doesn't it? It's been a long-ass week
for
already.
For some reason, why does it feel that way?
Because the Braves are 1-for-34 with runners in scoring position.
God almighty.
The games don't start till 10:15. Anyway, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Oh, what's happening, man? I'm all good, dog. You sit back and, you know, you try to be positive and it's going to be all right and air pats on the back and everything. Last night was a raggedy-ass Atlanta night.
Yep. Yes, it was.
I mean, you talk about what happened. I mean, because I saw the run. I was like, there you go, guys. All right,
finally,
baby.
Some luck.
There we go, baby.
Some luck.
Here
the ball slipped
boys.
Out of Mookie's
here,
hands. A little luck.
Here we go, boys. Come on. I mean, anyways, they ain't coming back home with no wins. They got to get one today.
Oh, I hope they do.
Yeah, 8:38, baby. That's lucky.
I know it is. It's lucky that it's not 10:15 to stay up till past midnight to watch these guys do anything.
8:38, baby.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't make it till the end of last night either. I saw Sale was going pretty good, and it was like, all right, it'd be nice to tack on a couple more runs for him.
And it could do
and
it.
I fell asleep in the fifth inning.
We could do it.
And I woke up, and it was 3-1, and I was like, I'll look at the details tomorrow.
Yep.
And then when I saw the score, I was like, and this is the dumbest, most defeated way to be right now, but this is where we are, Rowan. Six. I mean, it's insane. I was like, I hope Sale gave up those runs and not the bullpen. Because if Sale did it, then at least you can't get furious
exactly.
at the bullpen for blowing it for
exactly.
him like they did. At least Sale did it.
Right.
But, I mean, not like it makes it any better anything.
It makes it feel better for me because it's like, well, it was Chris Sale.
Right. At least he ruined his own start.
Right.
As opposed to the bullpen ruining it for him.
Right.
And again, like, it's what sucks about how bad the offense is right now. Sale pitched really well. He came back out in the sixth and he had Shohei Ohtani down 0-2, and Shohei Ohtani made a Shohei Ohtani swing. Just kind of blooped a little 0-2 swing to right field. A great hitter can do that. And then I don't know how many pitches he missed in his five-plus innings. He missed one at Mookie.
And Mookie
parked it over the left field fence.
Yep.
Like, and it wasn't even that bad of a miss. He hung it a little bit, and Mookie parked it. And that is what it is. That's the difference. Like that. But to me, that's what's so frustrating.
Why can't we catch it?
The razor-thin margin right now for these guys is Chris Sale – gives up two hits, basically. I mean, one great at-bat by a great hitter in Ohtani, or a great swing by a great hitter in Ohtani, and then he hangs one to Mookie Betts, and that's it.
Because
these guys can't do anything.
Why can't we get somebody to hang us one?
Well, they do. They're just not hitting them. Like, there's no way every pitch has been thrown to the Braves this season is perfect.
I understand.
Because there's been some middle takes.
Yes.
And it's like, what are you guys looking at? As much as you guys swing and miss, what are you spitting on that one for? That thing's right down the middle. Like, I have no idea what the approach is, because the approach in general right now in baseball just seems to be swing for the fences at all times,
right.
Even down 0-2. There's no 0-2 approach. There's no adjustment. Home runs, period. Strikeouts don't matter. Walks, cool. Anything else is like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it, because it just seems like at this point with this team, it might be okay to try to get something going in some way. But they don't have that mentality. Like, it's all or nothing. And right now, it is absolutely nothing. They're 1-for-34 with runners in scoring position through six games. Yeah, They're the only winless team in baseball.
Ooh.
They're batting 137 as a team, which is their lowest six-game stretch since they moved to Atlanta.
Damn.
It's the worst six-game stretch any Atlanta Braves team has ever had. And, you know, and Ronaldo Lopez has to get arthroscopic surgery on his shoulder.
Yeah,
it's not a 15-day IL. They're going to go in there and see what's wrong.
And now we got old Bryce on the mound against Blake Snell,
who has a 6 ERA in his last 25 starts.
All right.
And Blake Snell, who, you know, the Dodgers just decided to add for $30 million dollars.
Yeah, we'll take. Hey, Blake, you want to come out here? All right, we'll give you $30 million in 10 years.
Hey, you want to come play?
You want to come play?
No, I think it's like 2 years.
Okay.
Like, this just signed him to like a short. It's like, just be our fourth starter.
Yeah.
Oh, Dustin May comes back last night. I didn't realize he had been out for 700 days. I knew he was out for a while because I remember he got hurt at the beginning of the year a couple years ago. I didn't realize he ruptured his esophagus eating a salad. They couldn't
hold
stop.
Hold on.
They couldn't stop telling that story on the broadcast last night.
What kind of damn salad was he eating?
Razor blade salad, I guess.
I'm about to say, he said he ruptured his what?
Yeah, they said he ate a piece of lettuce and it somehow got lodged wrong or cut his esophagus open. And then, like, he went home and was like, yeah, my throat hurts. And his wife was like, man, let's go to the hospital. Seems weird. And they did. And the doctor was like, good thing you did because you were all jacked up in there. So they had to do all kinds of crazy surgery.
Whoa.
Get his esophagus right. Yeah, so he's got a soft throat. And he went 5 innings on you last night and only gave up one hit.
That was too early in the show.
Man's got a soft throat. You can't even get a hit off of him. Hadn't pitched in 700 days.
It went out there.
Looked like damn... I don't know, Nolan Ryan night with a red ponytail.
Are we the get right team?
Right now.
Bam. Are we the guy? Are we the like the rehab stint guys?
Do you want me to start doing the make excuses stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, please, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Not excuses, but like slight reasons.
No.
The Dodgers are better than everybody.
Yes, we know that. I don't think that's debatable.
It isn't.
Uh-oh.
It just sucks you had to play them.
Yeah.
Early.
Out the gate.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get your damn.
The Padres might be better than everybody too.
You couldn't get your footing. You know what I mean? That's why I said they should have sent Miami out there.
It would have been very helpful.
All right. They should have sent Miami out there. All right. Let us get our footing before we go get our daggone teeth kicked.
Catch my breath here.
Like,
Because I know it's because the Braves are 0-6 and both teams have played them, but the Dodgers and the Padres are both undefeated. They're 7-0 and 6-0. They're the only two teams in baseball that don't have a loss. And that's who you started the season against. So you did start the season against two of the best teams. Now, again, it's not like, so what? You're supposed to be one of the best teams in the National League, too. And if you want to really be a good team, you're going to have to beat them eventually. Can't beat them now. So beat them later, I guess. I mean, there's nothing like that we can – there's no diagnosis other than – you know, it's a long season. Hopefully it gets better.
I
can't say for sure what it
on
is.
It other than that, I know Ronald's coming back. And that,
because
I mean,
these
that
guys
gives
are,
you the spark.
These guys are too good to do this.
I agree with you.
They're too good to do this over the course of time.
But how much time do they need?
156 more of them.
They've been on the road for like 2 months also.
From there we
spring
go.
Training to
there we go.
Hey,
there we go. There we go.
I'm just saying MLB, send the Rockies to LA in the first week of the season.
But hey. Bro, there it is right there. Bo, damn it, Bo always finds the reason. That's why.
Yeah.
They've been away for 2 weeks. That's a long 2 months. That's a long damn time.
Too long.
I mean, they didn't even get a chance to come back to the crib and chill out for a second.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten the mail.
Because they left from Florida, went to Arizona, right?
Yeah, to play the Cubs for whatever reason. That could have been a travel day or an off day. Why do you got to go to Arizona to play the Cubs? You don't need to play the Cubs one more spring training game.
I know, and luckily the Dodgers haven't traveled at all this spring.
No.
It's not like they went to Japan.
Yeah, and they got 2 weeks in between games. That's the thing.
It's not like they went to the other side of the world and won two games and then came back.
The Mike's not that long from LA,
Let's
though.
Not, okay?
The Mike's not that long from LA.
Let's not.
Let's not
let these jokers off the hook, all
no,
right?
They're playing like...
These guys suck
They're
right
playing
now.
Like bad.
That's
they're
all there bad. Is to it.
Yes.
And they don't suck.
No.
Because they don't. But they do right now. Something's got to give. Somebody is going to get fired if this keeps happening. They're going to fire somebody.
But
You don't go if this continues. Now you're not going to be. Oh,
who's
they'll
next?
Fire the hitting coach?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
who's
what
next?
bad teams fire hitting coaches in the spring. That's what they do. Sacrificial lambs.
So that's the second.
It's not going to fix it.
That's the second person that the Braves are going to leave in L.A. in California.
Yeah. Not on the road trip. You don't do anything like that. Before playing a home game.
Oh.
But like if they're looking, if they can't barely scrape together.
Who the hell they play this weekend?
Any runs? Luckily, they come home and they play the Marlins.
They play Marlins.
Yeah.
And then who else? Phillies. Oh, okay.
Well, Phillies are good, but at least you get the Marlins first. By the way, the Marlins are 4-2.
Exactly.
The Marlins are 4-2.
It's deceptive, man. They really ain't 4-2.
Well, it is. It's all deceptive because you've played 6 games. Like, if this happened in the middle of June,
it would be a big deal. You'd be like, damn,
it would still be bad. But it wouldn't be this.
But this is our initial impression of the 2025 Braves. They're bad.
They lack something. Like, that's like the hottest take I can muster. They're not bad. They're not a bad team. There's too many good players for them to be bad.
Who are they lacking?
I don't know. No. I don't know. They're lacking some things as far as the arms go. Like, yes. I don't think their bullpen's good, but that wasn't their problem last night. And that's not why they're 0-6.
No, it's not.
They could be 2-4 if their bullpen was a little bit better. But right now they're 0-6 because they can't score any runs. I mean, they scored one run last night, and it was on a gift. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, as much as the things that we thought might flaw this team are, like the bullpen's not very good. You lose Reynaldo Lopez now for who knows how long. So the rotation without Strider is going to be a question, and it's not great. But again, that's not why you're losing.
Why is this dude always hurt now?
You're losing because you can't hit.
You can't hit.
But
who's the new hitting coach?
You got really good hitters. Like, you got Michael Harris, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcelo Ozuna, and Ozzie Albies starting your lineup off. Now, Drake Baldwin, Brian De La Cruz, Jared Kelnick, and Nick Allen being the bottom four of your lineup in the first, series or second series of the season is shocking. Like, you wouldn't have convinced me of that a month ago. It's like, what's going on with all that? Oh, all right. One guy got popped for steroids. One catcher got hurt in spring, which, by the way, he did hit a home run last night in his rehab start. So that's good. You saw Murphy last night look good in his rehab start, so that's nice. But, you know, I mean, it was a very, and I think teams do this sometimes, but it was like a very best-case scenario roster.
Yes.
Like, best-case scenario, I think these guys are really good, and I still think they are good.
Right.
But seasons don't often go best-case scenario. It didn't seem like there was a lot of worst case scenario stuff, and the worst case scenario has happened, and so far it's been a disaster.
But it's still early.
Of course it is.
It's still early, and
if you thought the Braves were good a week ago, you still think the Braves are good today.
I was looking up stuff because last time somebody had a terrible start, not necessarily 0-6, just a bad start to the season, was able to get things together, and then I was thinking, wasn't the Astros really bad last year to start the year or something like that?
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So. It is a lot of time left, but their biggest thing, they got to get some positive stuff going. Even in a loss, just some positivity.
That's the thing about it.
I think
it just looks
miserable.
Lifeless.
Yeah, it looks miserable. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, even in the first game that they lost, but it was some juice in that loss. Yeah. You know, you're scoring runs, you're hitting home runs. They just have not done that at all. And they are the most right now, still early, at the wall hitting team.
Yeah.
At the wall, at the warning track. That is where they have been so far this season. So,
you know how many runs they've scored in the 5 games since the opening game?
4?
5.
Oh, okay.
They scored 5 runs in the last 5 games.
Yeah, they didn't go get it done.
And they scored 2 runs in the last 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to get it done.
Well, it's going to get it done to lose.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to get the season done if you keep doing that.
It's not going to get
it
done.
I just don't. I don't get it. Like, I never seen anything like it. I really haven't. Like, a team that's legitimately as talented as this team is looking like this. It's inexplicable to me. I have no explication for it.
No explication.
No explicables. You know? I got expletives.
They need home
cooking. I have no explanation.
They need to get back in their posturpedics.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Everything, man. It's hard living in hotels.
Yeah. Yep. Half of them are going to be on the road, though, you know.
Yeah, but not all this time, though.
That's true. They've been gone too long. Yeah. Too much travel. That's what it is.
Piloting them.
All right.
They're traveling on the only day they have off. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Blame MLB.
Baseball set us up. That's what it is. Not letting us use
the
torpedo bats.
Schedules.
Yeah, some dork somewhere. It's his fault. not all the guys that are paid millions of dollars to hit that can't hit. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending and kick the show off here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Babe.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fires home. Oh. De La Cruz right back at him. Bobbled by Betts. Oh, and it gets away. Ozuna's going to score. And Atlanta grabs a lead in a very strange way here in the second inning.
Yeah, like a little bit of fortune, like a little bit of good fortune.
Brandon Gunn, he ain't been that excited since Friday.
Nope. No, he hasn't.
He been that excited since Friday.
No, he hasn't. Mookie kind of mishandled it and then spiked it way in. That was a crazy play. It was like, all right, maybe, you know, all the bad luck happened and maybe a little. Nope, that was it. That was the only thing. That was the only good thing that happened. Sale was really good for five innings, and then MVPs got him. I mean, it happens. That's why the Dodgers have all those guys at the top of their lineup. You just like to hope that your lineup would be able to help you out. And
no, it did not.
It didn't. Now, they only had six guys in scoring position anyway, so they only went 0 for 6. But if you only get six guys in scoring position the whole game, you're probably not going to score that many runs. Either. Bullpen was good.
We're trying to find something.
We spent 15 minutes saying all the bad stuff in the first segment. We could say it again, or I don't know. There's not even really anything to say. They got one more game against the Dodgers tonight.
8:38, baby. Yeah. I like that for some reason. I like it. It's a good omen, Andy.
Okay.
I don't know why. 8:38.
Just needs to be.
My favorite combination, one of my favorite plays. 8:38.
Okay.
All right. There we
go. What happens in it?
You got two bangs, and then you got the tight end is running a pivot route, a three pivot.
So if the Braves,
they're going to pivot this thing, baby,
and hit two home runs.
Yes.
Two bangs,
and a pivot.
I'd like the bangs to get over the wall too.
Yes. I don't care about ball speed off the bat unless it's in the stands or on the ground.
Well, because the one that Mookie got wasn't exactly pulverized.
No.
You know?
Yeah. So,
but it counts the same.
Yeah.
So
wall,
or it actually counts more because it went over the wall.
Unless it's in play or over the wall. Don't give a damn how hard you hit the ball. All right? You can hit it soft.
Well, I like when they hit it hard, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You can hit it as hard as you want if it's an out.
If it's an out,
it doesn't count for more or anything like
cares?
That. Yeah, man. 0-6.
Yeah, all right. It's all on Elder tonight, baby. We see you do it.
Yeah.
We see you do it. We see you do it, baby.
Channel 2023.
Yeah, you're up here for a reason, baby. I know there's nobody else, but you up here for a reason, Bryce.
The reason is irrelevant.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason.
Yeah.
What's the reason? Don't worry about the reason. Shut up about the reason. Yeah, well, one of the reasons is Ronaldo Lopez, who yesterday we talked about, going on the 15-day IL. We got a little update to that story.
It's going
to
be a while.
He's going to need arthroscopic surgery. Now, that doesn't – they're just going to go in there and see, you know? Now, it's never good when they got to go in there.
No, it's not.
But they don't know – it might not be terrible. They might go in there and be like, oh, good. That's a normal shoulder.
Of what?
Never happens.
Of what has never been going happens on with this team this year makes you think that that's going to happen?
Why when does exploratory surgery ever result in the doctor just being like –
oh, you're all right.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh,
it looks great in there.
Yeah, get the look, get it out of him, patch him up. He'll be all right.
It looks great.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the stitches to fall.
What always happens is they go in there and they look around.
Oh,
and they're like,
oh,
it's worse than we thought.
Exactly.
This guy's actually shoulder is made out of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta shut him down for 7 years. So I don't know. It's all bad. It's all bad. Trying to find anything.
Well, I'm looking at certain things to see.
It was funny last night when Marcell Ozuna tried to put on those. Those sliding mitts and couldn't get it on.
What is funnier than watching him with those mitts?
It's very funny. He also doesn't steal.
No. So. And that's the biggest thing. He does not steal. And he does not slide. The last time I saw Marcell slide head first, I damn near fell out my chair.
He slides everything. Every time.
Slides foot first.
Here we go, though.
Maybe that's diving back to the bag.
Andy, I'm trying to find something. All right, and yesterday when you kept talking about Matt Olson and his walks, I'm like, okay, so here's a nugget. Ozuna has drawn 8 walks.
Yeah,
and Olson has drawn 6. The rest of the Braves combined.
2.
6.
Oh, 6 between the rest of them?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, Ozuna actually had a pretty good game last night.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was on base 3 times. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't walk in like a quantity. I just walk in quality. And
I will say, here's one thing. Well, here's one shining light. Ozuna doesn't know they're 0-6.
No, he does not.
He was having a great time
last
night.
He loves playing baseball,
dude. That
man.
Guy.
He loves playing baseball.
He's smiling ear to ear. What's the record? I don't know, 6-0?
He loves.
Now you guys are 0-6.
Baseball.
I'm happy for that.
Okay. Yeah.
He loves playing
worst
baseball.
Start ever you've ever been off to as Atlanta Braves, and that's
winning
dating back.
Everything,
they haven't been this bad since they were in Boston. Boston Braves.
Boston Braves.
Great. Okay.
Boston Braves. Wasn't that
get to play baseball today?
Was that team Hank? Was Hank Aaron or not Hank Aaron? But when Babe Ruth on the Boston Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
But
so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But
Babe Ruth.
But I mean, I saw some quotes from Schnitt. They're pressing and all those different things. And usually, and he's right, in sports, a lot of times when you're pressing, you make it worse than it has to be. Instead of just going up there, take your time, take your swing, and acting like nothing bad has happened. But when you're reacting right to the bad, a lot of times you do press.
It's hard though, because like if they try to, all right, I'm gonna. Nice calm at bat. Strike one. Dang it. All right. I know kind of what he's dealing with.
Right.
Ooh, strike two. Everybody's down 0-2. It's like every time they step into the batter's box, it's 0-2 immediately.
Yes.
And then the pitcher can throw them whatever they want, and they just flail wildly and strike out. They only had 10 strikeouts last night. It's actually not that bad for the Braves. All right. The Hawks also played bad last night. Let's listen to the way that ended.
And now it's 2 seconds left. 1. And that's it. So the horn sounds, and the Hawks end up losing a game that really, they should have won, but
why?
Never really got out of the gate with it. They were out-rebounded, out-hustled, you name it, and they end up on the short end. Final score tonight, the Blazers 127 and the Hawks 113.
You know how fun it was?
Could have won based on what?
You know how fun it was the last time we played Steve Holman when they won and they beat the Hawks? I mean they beat the Bucks. Because he says folks a lot. He says folks a lot when things are going good. But when he starts off, ends a game like that.
Well,
you knew it was crap.
Yep. And it was.
It was crap.
Now, there wasn't a moment in the game last night where it felt like the Hawks were going to win that game.
No.
The Blazers came out and just stepped on their throats.
They're pretty good, man. They're not great.
Here's what they are. I was thinking about this last night.
All right.
Like, there's tiers of the NBA. There's bad. There's teams that are tanking and bad, right? Just bad, crap teams. Like the Wizards, the Hornets.
Yeah.
76ers have become bad. They're bad on purpose right now. There's good. Cavs, Celtics, Thunder, maybe a couple other teams you might put in there. There's good bad, which is like, all right, the Knicks are good, but they're not really good. They're not going to win anything. You might win one playoff series. You're good, but you're not that good.
Okay.
And then there's bad good. Like, you're bad. Like, the Blazers are bad.
Okay.
They're not even in the play-in round. They're bad.
Okay.
But they're bad good, though. They're trying.
Oh,
and it's a very there's a very small group of NBA teams. The Hawks are one of them that aren't good but are trying hard.
Right. Okay, I got you. So the Hawks will be in your estimation.
They're bad good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the Blazers are bad good. The Hawks are bad good. The Magic are kind of bad good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those teams. There's not very many of them.
Oh.
Usually, if you're bad, you're bad on purpose.
Right.
You know? Everyone knew that you were going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're good. Or you're one of these teams that's in the middle, kind of lying to yourself. The Blazers are young, and they try hard, and they rebound the hell out of the basketball, and they play defense, and the Hawks don't.
Okay. They don't rebound or play defense. So, basically.
They don't.
But what do we talk about when the Hawks, the teams that they play, because people always want to talk, rightfully so, talk about their records against good teams. Mm-hmm. That's great and fancy. How about teams that are equal to or a little bit above you and behind you?
How about also, like, you got to give all the context of those games. Like,
who was playing?
Yeah, who was playing for you, most specifically.
Yes.
Who was playing for them?
Yes.
Because NBA is a long season, and a lot of these teams don't try every night.
No.
Like, sometimes you play the Bucks and they're just trying to get through it. That's how you score 145 on them. You know what I mean?
I understand exactly.
It's not as simple as, well, they're this record against these teams. Okay. Why? Why are they that record against those teams? Is it because they're better than them?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No.
Because when people say that, it may be true. But what are you trying to say? I know. What are you trying to tell me?
I know exactly what you're trying to say, but that goes back to everything. You're trying to dress it up. That's just like when exactly. That's just like when you see these contracts come down. They come down before taxes. All right, they come down. They don't tell you the exact structure of them. Right. That's how agents sell the big number. Like, that's what they do. That's what you're supposed to do. That's, you know, and until you understand that and don't be a young dummy that's like, hold on, dude, that thing said it was supposed to be that amount of money. Well, you know, they take taxes out.
Yeah, you got, you know. Yeah. The government's going to get theirs.
Yeah, they're going to get theirs.
And your agent. Yeah. Also, you didn't hit half your incentives. Yeah, so. Yeah, still a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
you're still doing great.
More you've ever seen.
Yeah, still, you're doing great.
More than you ever seen.
You're doing great, but yeah, no, that's where the Hawks are. I mean, they're, you know, they're okay, but they might lose to teams like that on a given night if the other team tries harder.
Exactly,
and that's what it felt like happened last night. It just felt like the Blazers had a better effort than the Hawks did. Raheem Morris was at the owners' meetings, as was Arthur Blank. We'll let you hear some of that audio coming up in about 10 minutes, as we don't want to just jam it in here at the end of what's trending and then not be able to react to it. We'll also get to some of the other stuff from the rest of the NFL at noon in an NFL no huddle. But Zachary Risuchet was Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month.
Good for him.
And Dyson Daniels was defensive player of the month as well. So
I mean, he's broken. I saw the record. They had the steals record. Damn, it was just it's all Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah,
Mookie. And now Dyson.
Now Dyson way up top.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for both of them.
All right, we'll come back and let you hear a little bit from the Falcons head coach from the owners' meetings yesterday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That can make you feel better.
Better how far.
Maybe we do that today. Just feel good music, you know? Because people need to. These Braves have.
Because ain't no mountain high enough for the Braves. There isn't.
Nah.
And ain't no valley. Ain't no valley. As long as you learn that, Andy. Nothing. Not even the Rides River can keep us from getting wins, baby. There we go.
Yeah.
Getting hits, baby.
Just hits.
Gets a hit.
Hits.
Hits.
Begat runs.
Yes.
Begat wins.
They just get hits. I have a question.
Get a couple hits.
I have a question about something. Because I didn't see it when it happened, but Samson, we were watching the Hawks game. He's like, Daddy, why is that guy being taken off in a stretcher? Now, I just want to know, and I feel bad for the brother.
Me too.
Can he sue?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't see.
Just for people that maybe don't know what we're talking about.
I saw it this morning about what happened.
One of the things that the Hawks do during timeouts in arena, and they do a great job in arena. Like every Hawks game I've ever been to, whether it's an Eastern Conference playoff game or a regular season game against the damn Blazers.
Yes.
Like it's a party in there. It's do an awesome job. One of the things they do during one of the timeout breaks is called tic-tac-toe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to make a layup, and then you get to go put your X or O on the thing, and then you make another one, you go back. So the guy takes off from half court and goes to shoot his first layup, and the old legs don't work like they used to.
Yes.
The knee gave out. He buckles. He's on the ground. People thought maybe it was an April Fool's joke.
I would have thought the same thing.
Had it been, perfectly executed.
Yes.
Like really looked believable.
Yes.
But that's because the guy legitimately hurt himself.
Yeah.
And that sucks, man.
Yeah, man.
Like getting hurt at all, but then getting hurt in front of 20,000, and not only 20,000, all you mean people on social media,
y'all folks
making fun of this poor guy.
Leave him alone. And I don't know who he is. We don't know him. But if y'all out there, y'all know this brother. We hope you get well, man.
Yeah, because we're not laughing at you.
There's no way I can laugh at that because I'm like, this man genuinely got hurt.
He really did.
He got hurt.
He really blew out his knee. He's trying to do a little Hawks in-game tic-tac-toe thing.
Had fun.
Yeah. And now he's really hurt, and it's going to be a year or whatever. I don't know. It's probably longer when you're just a regular person.
Yeah, but I mean, I just, you know, I'm taking my hat off to you, my brother. Hope you get well and feel better, man.
I agree. Now, as for the other part, I don't know. You probably sign a waiver or something like that.
I was pretty assuming you do. Yeah. Oh, everybody's making that face. Yeah, waiver. Damn. At least pay for my surgery.
Yeah.
I mean,
you probably got it.
They might. It might be some good publicity for him. How about the other guy?
That's true.
How about the competitor, though?
Didn't stop.
Like a savage, continuing to hit layups and place placards.
What do you win?
Ball is life. I don't know. Some sort of gift card or something like that.
Give me that gift card.
Yeah. He needed that $100 to the Hawks shop.
Dude.
They had to tell him, like, hey, man. Hey, buddy, you won.
What the hell are you getting for $100?
The Hawk Shop?
Yeah.
You can get a number of things. You can get one really nice thing.
Right.
You could get two kind of nice things, or you could get three, like, kind of crappy things.
Okay. All right. That's like.
But, like, you get, no, you get, like, last time we went to the Hawk Shop was when we, me and Lily went to the Caitlin Clark game last year.
Right.
And she wanted a doll. So she got a Ryan Howard stuffed doll. Mm-hmm. So she's got the Ryan Howard doll. And she wanted a foam finger. She mm-hmm. got a foam finger. And I wanted to get a Hawks t-shirt. And okay. I got that. And that was all probably about $50.
Oh, okay.
You know? Cool. So I've still got half left.
I mean, because I'm always a guy, if I go to a game with the kids, they want everything. Now, when they with the mama, they don't want nothing. Just a popcorn. With daddy there, it's like, dad, I need this sweater. I need this. Blah, 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 blah. Fine. Whatever. We don't do it a lot. Fine. You can have it. Whatever. But I'm just saying, I never, maybe I'm shopping on the wrong side of the pro shop. Because...
No, some of it's pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why don't y'all go over there? Yeah, and like just like when you take a kid to Dave & Buster's and you get all the tickets and everything, and you're just like, okay, we can get you one good thing. Because my thing is this. I'm trying to make sure you win as many tickets as possible because I hate them little bitty-ass trinkets.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the little damn things that are broken before
we get
home.
Say this, though. I kind of hate the big ones, too.
I'm fine with the big ones.
We won a life-size gorilla at Dollywood last year. I don't know where to put it. It's just in the way.
How did it fit coming back in the car?
Someone had to get out of the stroller. Like, because we got the two kid stroller, you know, the double wide stroller, which is a problem in and of itself. Yes. Like, people have to get out of the way for 100 yards when they see you coming. But then you got a life size gorilla blow up or a stuffed animal. And one of the kids has to walk, you know? You wanted it so bad, walk.
Yeah.
And then that's a tantrum, you know? Yeah. And then you get it at the back of the car, and now you got it in the playroom, and you clean up the room. It's like, all right, everything's in place except for this giant gorilla. And I guess it's not Boone's type because he hasn't taken to that one. I guess they only like sea creatures. So, yeah, I don't know. And that's not one of those, like, some stuff that, like, her great-grandfather got her one of these little, like, it was like a little fake dog. That was on a fake leash, and if you hit a button, it would like bark, but mm-hmm. it was the yappiest, yeah. terrible bark. Mm-hmm. I threw it in the garbage. Like, after a while, it got lost.
Right.
You can't just lose the gorilla. Like, she'll notice.
They'll notice that.
She hasn't noticed the dog because she has 100 other stuffed animals, unless she's listening right now, but I don't think she is.
Yeah. Daddy, where is my dog?
Where's my dog? You have a real dog, okay? Real one. You don't need a fake one, and he barks enough.
Oh, God.
Grandparents. I think grandparents buy stuff for kids just to set us up sometimes.
Hell yeah.
I think they do.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah, that was a setup. Thanks a lot. Anyway, threw that out. What are we doing? All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris. Here's Raheem Morris. He was at the owners' meetings. Arthur Blank spoke as well. We'll get to some of what he had to say. But here's Raheem talking about Grady Jarrett.
You always have the deals that you want to have, especially when you're talking about a guy that means so much to your team, your building, your state, everything about you. You were here when you drafted him. That was one of the tougher decisions that went on throughout the offseason. And, you know, when you got to find a way to make all these things meet, we talked about how you fit it within the cap and what your structures are and how you want to have a person fit in. We just couldn't come into an agreement, and that's what went into those things. All those decisions, all those things happened. And that was very tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was from a personal standpoint. I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, we've talked a lot about this. And I know the Kirk Cousins stuff is a lot more, I don't know, like emotionally charged and probably more, I don't know, it's more fun, but easier to talk about. Grady Jarrett being gone is a bigger deal. It's a much bigger deal than whatever happens with Kirk Cousins, because ideally Kirk Cousins won't play.
Yes.
Whether he's on the team or not, ideally he'll never play for the Falcons again, because that means Michael Penix plays great. Grady Jarrett leaving leaves a giant hole
in
the defensive line that they have not filled. And when you talk to Joe Patrick, he's still under the opinion, just because of the way that Onyemata's contract is structured, he's might be cut too.
Right.
Like, he might be a later in the offseason cut. So those are your two starters on the interior on the defensive line that already wasn't good.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think, and you're absolutely correct with the whole Grady. But, I mean, he leaves a big hole in your locker room.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the leadership and accountability and what you want a Falcon to be and things like that. And so you just hope that whatever, and the one thing about Grady that I've heard about him, he ain't shy to pull a guy along. You know, but it's only so much you can pull a guy. Sometimes he's got to just move out. You got to move you out the way and be that frontline guy. And so you just hope that these dudes have learned a lot, are using this opportunity, this offseason, to get themselves better, because they know that that guy ain't there no more. And I think that's always the biggest thing about, you know, fortunate enough for me, I came into the league, I had to of course, compete a little bit, but I've always been a starter. So I didn't. It wasn't one of those things where you had to learn how to do something. I already knew what it took and what it was going to take, you know, for me mentally and physically to do my job as a starter. These guys have got to do that. They're going to play the most ball they've ever played in the NFL. You know, and so when you're a starter, as much as you talk about the rotation of the D-line, it's a rotation, all right, but you're playing the majority of those snaps. You better be playing the majority of those snaps.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when you lose a guy like Grady, we know how valuable of a member of the community he is in here and everything, and he'll always be there. Atlanta will always be this man's home and everything. But, again, they couldn't give him what he wanted financially, and Chicago did.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it, too, is, like, if there was any thought that, all right, well, you know, they kind of cut bait with a guy that wasn't what he once was, and, you know, it's from a football standpoint, you're probably going to be okay. Like, and maybe you will be, I don't know, but Chicago didn't see it that way.
No.
Chicago was first in line to give him money, like, before the day was over.
Right.
Like, before the Falcons even made a move in free agency, they moved on from Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett found a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, free agency even opened. Like, that's how quickly he was snapped up on the open market, which, I don't know, maybe Chicago's wrong. Maybe Chicago doesn't know what they're doing, but at least the market said that they still think that he's a really good player. So, as much as, like, the franchise icon part of it is important, of course it is, and as much as locker room leadership is important, of course it is, you lost the best player on the offensive line.
Yes.
Like, again, on the side of the ball, it was struggling, and you need to kind of revamp throughout this offseason. It's, you know, it's hard to build when you take away one of your building blocks. Now you got Raheem talking about never having enough edge also yesterday.
I think you can't have enough edge. You know, I think that's got to be something that you're always constantly doing. It's different, you know, probably a different position than you're talking about the quarterback when you only play one. You know, when you talk about on the edge, you play a bunch of different people. You got a chance to roll those guys around. You can make the movement that you have to make necessary to go out there and try to win matchups. And I think you want to continue to add those guys as much as you can.
Yeah, you can never have enough edges. You know, you can never have enough guys who are capable of pass rushers. You cannot have enough.
Which is what they've had.
And the thing about it is, just because you have bodies doesn't mean that's enough.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah. We got this many guys. Yeah. Oh, no, I mean.
Every team has the same amount of players.
What about the production that from play those the position? Players? What about the production yeah. from those players? That is right. what you need.
Right.
With that, a capital B.
Right. That's the thing about it is, you know, you can add, and that's great. And I love the Leonard Floyd signing. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. I think he's a really nice addition to mm-hmm. a room with other pieces. If Arnold Ebiketie comes along even further from where he was before, and then again, you draft and hopefully the guy you get. Because, like, if the best guy you have on the edge is already in there, mm-hmm. you're not going to be very good.
Unless
what?
Unless we talk about pass rushers in contracts year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They have a guy who has steadily gotten better every year, and now he's in a situation where your contract year, brother, go get you. Because a double-digit sack in a contract year gets you $30 million.
Oh, sure. Yeah, especially when you're young.
Yes.
Like if you're Arnold Ebiketie and you go out and get 12, 13 sacks next year, whatever.
Falcons can't pay him.
Somebody's going to pay you a lot of money.
Yes.
Which is great. Like, that's a problem I hope that we have to talk about next summer. But that would also be him doing twice as well as he's ever done before in a season, right? Like, you're talking about a guy taking a 100% leap in the fourth year of his career. Maybe that'll happen. But you also have to add more. Like, Morgan Fox is nice. I'm glad you went out and got him. Zach Harrison's still here. Yeah. That's good. Braylon Trice, hopefully, from last year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why the most important thing is the development of those guys. But you got to add somebody at 15 that's going to be able to come in, and I don't even know if they're going to draft an edge rusher.
Right.
They might not.
They were at tackle. They were at offensive
tackles. I
hope
they do.
They were at offensive tackles workout.
Yeah, they go to a lot of workouts. Yeah. Not going to make too much. You know, it was a private workout.
Private.
That's all right.
Yeah. We know how they are in private.
They like them.
They like them.
They like going to them. When they see a guy in private, they sometimes draft him.
Yeah, they sometimes do.
But sometimes they don't, probably. Yeah. You know?
Hey, I'm doing my Drewski hands up.
Not all the private workouts they go to. You know what I mean? Who knows? Which one was it? Was the LSU guy, or who was the workout?
I think it was Texas guy.
Oh, it was the Texas guy. Okay. Yeah. Sure. I mean, they need that too. Probably not a pressing need. They did just restructure or extend the left tackle. So, you know, let's focus on the thing that, you know.
Yeah. But, their quarterback is lefty.
He is left-handed. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. The blind side's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I already told you how that's fixed, because Penix went to UW and so did Caleb McGarry, so he's got more pride now.
Okay. Hey, I'm at this point now. If you say that, I'm going to have to believe it.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have, you know more about it than I do, there's and I'm making six, stuff there's a
sign. Somebody just hit me and said that they played, we're talking about 838 being a lucky number for now. He says that's his cash three numbers. He plays that every day.
Great.
838.
How?
I didn't ask him.
How you doing?
I didn't ask
on
him.
That. How rich are you?
I didn't ask him.
How much money
yeah,
you got?
Yeah, I didn't ask
him. All right, let's hear Raheem talking about the one of the other things that's changed this offseason. Obviously, Grady going to Chicago. So did Drew Dalman, talking about Ryan Nisel being the center.
It was eight games that he was able to go out there and really be competitive and play at a very high level. To be able to go watch him, get the confidence that way, feel really good about what Nuzel can do. Even before that, watching him in practice, doing some of the things he was able to do, watching the continuity between him and Mike just throughout the season, with those guys being, the twos at certain points of the season and the ones at certain parts of the season. I feel really good about those guys, but definitely trying to make it a competitive stage at all walks of life. We talk about
that is a good point. That is a good point because Nisel was the backup center, and him and Mike were the scout team quarterback center. So they've got a little bit more chemistry than. Yeah, they got a lot of chemistry and everything like this. Did anybody offer him anything?
I don't think so. Okay. Not that I saw. Right. Maybe it flew under the radar. You know, sometimes there's a lot happening.
Now, again, that's not saying anything bad about it.
Nope.
That is not saying anything bad.
But, you know, you will, it's not bad when somebody else looks.
Yeah. You know? I mean, just like, and you know that look when you know somebody looking at your woman and you see them eyes. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to overreact to this.
Right. I
get it.
I don't blame him.
I get it.
I don't blame him.
Look at her.
He didn't step over the line. Yeah, now keep it there. You know. Don't be doing anything crazy.
Don't come over here with that flim flam.
Yeah. But I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
Why do you think I'm
her? Yeah, right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, that's why that was my only question about that.
No, I don't know if Ryan Nuzel got any wandering eyes this offseason, let alone any pickup lines or ass slaps or anything like that. I don't know if anything like that happened. So we're safe. He'll be here.
Okay.
The only one slapping his ass will be Michael Penix for 17 games next year and hopefully more.
That's a pretty damn good analogy right there.
Well, it's the center and the quarterback.
It's a very intimate relationship that you have to have with a man. All right, you're probably touching him more than his wife does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, more hours of the day.
Yeah, more hours of the day of touching him than
Definitely. Is there any more intimate relationship in sports than the center and the quarterback?
There's nothing.
Can't be, right?
There's nothing. No, nobody,
I mean, pitcher and catcher for sure, but not the same.
There's nothing that's more intimate. We talk intimacy with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
there's nothing more intimate than a quarterback and center because you're actually touching him.
Right. And,
your hand is up in there.
Pairs figure skating, Abe says.
But that's more pleasurable, ain't it?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you're lifting a woman. That's cool.
Yeah, or like cheerleading.
Yeah, you're lifting a woman, though, dog. You don't have your hands up under some sweaty guy's butt.
That's true.
That's nasty as hell.
It is. It's grosser. For sure, definitely grosser. Yeah. These are good questions.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Good questions and good answers.
Let's go to break from you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and do an NFL no huddle. We'll talk about all the other stuff that happened at the owners' meetings yesterday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.